Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, let's go to the hotline and welcome back to the show. He's got a brand new memoir out called The Geraldo Show. This is the legendary Geraldo Rivera. How are you, sir?
Mike, I'm well. It's always good to talk to a Staten Islander.
Yeah, there you go. Last time we saw you was we happened to be broadcasting in the Cox Media Building for the Pulse Nightclub, and you were down there covering that story as well. And so much has happened in that time. First thing I want to start before we get to the memoir is asking you your opinion on what's going on with Michael Cohen and your friend Sean Hannity. I watched the news yesterday, and I think my opinion is nothing will come out of that. I think Hannity has been pretty upfront about what their relationship was like.
I agree. Sean explained to the viewers and to all of us that Michael Cohen, the president's lawyer and friend, and Sean Hannity, who defends the president ferociously, have been friends and associates for a long time. Sean says that Michael's representation of him was, quote-unquote, de minimis, had to do mostly with real estate. He didn't feel the need to share that because it didn't have anything to do substantively with, the picture of the president, the state of the White House and so forth. Mike thinks that Sean's going to be fine.
Do you think there's anything dangerous with having a guy as influential as Hannity reaching that many people, having such a close relationship with the president? And they say he's almost like an official advisor.
I think he probably is an unofficial advisor to the president. The president takes advice from a lot of different people. I try to give the president advice. He doesn't take mine very often. I also try to give him advice. He's more in sync with Sean, obviously, than with me. But I don't see any danger to it. It's historic. If you see any of the big movies about Watergate and Washington and the relationship between administration officials and members of the Washington Post, including Katharine Graham, the owner of the Post, I think it's traditional. Politics and media, very close. Sean doesn't pretend to be a fact journalist the way Shepard Smith, for example, is at a network. So I don't see the big deal. I think the worst thing for Sean is the embarrassment of the revelation in open court. It just sounded, it made everybody gasp, and I think that's what set this thing off.
Do you think he could have got out ahead of it and kind of put it out there and saying, hey, I'm wondering if my name's coming up because I have a relationship with him as well?
I spoke to Sean yesterday. Maybe he should have. I think that his feeling, Sean's, was that the relationship with Michael Cohen is the personal relationship. Is the relationship of Michael Cohen is the go-between the president of the United States and Sean Hannity, the number one rated cable guy. There's also this real estate. Whatever it is, it seems pretty minimal, though. I think he probably should have been a bit more forthcoming about that part of it, just because of the reaction that we got by him keeping it, or Michael Cohen keeping it on the down low. I just think that sometimes, these secrets are worth more as secrets, in terms of, he's got a secret, rather than what it actually says, what the substance of it is, which is, I asked Michael Cohen about this deal. I was contemplating whether or not it was a good deal. Michael Cohen saw that as a lawyer-client relationship and noted it as such. And the judge, I think, was out of line, probably, in disclosing it in open court the way she did.
By the way, enough about Hannity. This is Geraldo Rivera we have on the phone right now.
Yeah.
Geraldo, I want you to know, I'm 46 years old, and I have like three different phases of Geraldo. I've Geraldo that I remember as a kid, that was a Al Capone reporter. Then I had the Geraldo TV show, which went from, there was Oprah in there, but it went from Phil Donahue to Geraldo throwing chairs. And then Geraldo, that's in the middle of all the wars. I mean, man, you've really maximized your life, my friend.
I have. I'm 48 years in the business, so I got shoes older than you, Mike.
Yeah.
The book really tells, the Geraldo Show really tells the story, the arc of how I got to Fox News in the wake of 9/11 and having lost so many friends and neighbors and the attack. Six dads in my kids' elementary school were killed that morning. You know, so I tell that story how I left my cushy job at NBC and went to Fox News as a war correspondent and spent, you know, much of the next 10, 12 years in Afghanistan or in Iraq or in Somalia or some other crap hole along the way in the war on terror. And I was just blessed to be on the air live to be able to break the news that we finally got the terror mastermind Osama bin Laden, who had inflicted so much misery on the American people 10 years later. So quite a yarn. It's quite an arc of experience. And one of the side benefits or side effects of the relationship with Fox is how friendly I am with people like Sean, who really, you know, in substantive terms, disagrees with me on issues like gun control and immigration reform and a woman's right to choose. But I have my positions. He has his positions, like my relationship with the president. You know, we disagree on a lot of the substance, but I took policy on one side and friendship on the other side.
Do you think, Geraldo, that, you know, when people sign up to be a soldier and go into war, they sign up with the chance that they may die defending their country? Do you think with all your trips in the war that if something were to happen to you, that would be a valiant death for you? Are you prepared for that? Or were you like, Jesus, no, I want to come home as safe as possible?
Oh, no, I was just the opposite. Growing up macho, I always envisioned dying with my boots on, you know, once more into the breach, over the berm, whatever you call it. You know, that the death of a warrior's death was something that always had a macabre appeal to me. I'm not afraid in those kinds of situations. If anything, I feel that I'm at my best. My senses are tuned in now. I mean, I haven't done a war assignment since 2012. I did, you know, I cover stories, horrible stories like the Pulse nightclub you mentioned at the top, but I haven't been to war since 2012, and I think that, you know, then Syria happened and the caliphate and ISIS, and you know, I haven't been as active in the combat situation as I was, but I think of myself, generally speaking, I'm more war correspondent than anything else, if you were to define me, although, as you mentioned, with the talk show and everything else, I certainly have a colorful resume.
Would you go if they say to you tomorrow, Geraldo, we need to dig deeper into these possible chemical weapons against the Syrian people, we need you to go over there for a little while, or you're like, man, I'm too old for this, and I'm rich?
I'm too old for it, and I'm rich, and I have a bad leg, but, you know, I dragged my sorry ass to Puerto Rico to cover the hurricane aftermath. You know, all the big crime stories, Baltimore, the Freddie Gray riots. You know, I've just been out of Austin, Texas, covering the bomber down there just a week or two ago. So I get out. I still get out. I still feel that that's where I am at my best in the field. The studio, no history is made in the studio with the exception of the skinhead brawl that you referenced.
This is true. This is Geraldo Rivera. The Geraldo Show is a memoir. It's available now. And listen, you get 10 minutes with Geraldo and you don't get to scratch any of the stuff that's in the book. Your whole relationship with Roger Ailes and getting into Fox and having to deal with that situation, your relationship with guys like Hannity are completely opposite of what your beliefs are, and then you get into the whole 70s Geraldo getting dry humped by Mick Jagger and hanging out with Andy Warhol, and that's the younger Geraldo that guys like me may not fully know. It's all in the memoir, The Geraldo Show. Geraldo, great to have you on the show again, and I wish you the best with the memoir.
Thanks.
Good talking to you. Thank you. There you go. The greatest mustache in Dallas, Trebek, Geraldo Rivera.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.